You can buy a new 37-cent commemorative stamp starting this weekend. It sports the image of none other than Duke Kahanamoku. If you're a connoisseur of Olympic history, you've heard of the Hawaiian-born swimming star. He won a slew of medals in the games way back when. And if you're a surfer dude, you either know Duke Kahanamoku or you should know him. He popularized surfboarding around the globe. From Waikiki, Hawaii, Heidi Chang reports.
In the early 1900s, Duke Kahanamoku introduced surfing to the U.S. Eastern Seaboard, Europe, and Australia. There, he's still revered by watermen like 25-year-old Jamie Mitchell.
When I hear the name, obviously, I get that bit of a tingling feeling all through the body, you know, because he sort of embodies what the, you know, the true waterman and everything is all about.
Mitchell was in Hawaii recently for the toughest paddleboard race in the world, which he won. Both he and fellow champion Mick DeBetta idolize a man known as Duke, or the Duke.
Like, I really believe in the Duke, and he's someone that set a standard. So he's kind of looked as the god of surfing and the ocean.
Born in 1890, Duke Kahanamoku first made his mark at the 1912 Olympics, setting a world record in the 100-meter freestyle. He represented the United States in four Olympics, winning three gold medals in swimming. Retired U.S. Senator Hiram Fong credits Duke with putting Hawaii on the map.
You know, Hawaii was not known. Being a small little island here, people in the world didn't know Hawaii. When Duke won the championship at the Olympics, well, everybody began to look at Hawaii and find that Hawaii really exists, and Hawaii became known to the whole world.
As a result of his Olympic feats, Duke was invited to Australia in 1914. Sandra Kimberly Hall from Sydney has written a biography about him.
It was absolutely groundbreaking. He was a full-blooded Hawaiian and was invited to Australia, a country that had a terrible, terrible history for the way it treated its native settlers, the Aborigines. And yet Australia, because they wanted to learn the Olympian's gold medal winning stroke, welcomed him with absolute open arms.
That's when Australians also asked Duke to teach them how to surf. Former pro surfer Jody Young grew up near the beach in Australia, where Duke pioneered what's become a national sport.
Duke Kahanamoku actually selected a female off of the beach, and who I believe was about 16 at the time, and it would go on to become a landmark moment, particularly for surfing and for women's surfing in Australia. He went out and gave a tandem demonstration with her in front of thousands of people on the beach, a sport no one had ever seen before.
Because of his fame, the man known as the father of international surfing was invited around the world to give surfing exhibitions. Grady Timmons, author of Waikiki Beach Boy, says wherever Duke went, he was treated like royalty.
Europeans were just tremendously taken by Duke, as people were everywhere. Partly, I think, because he was so handsome and he was so humble and just a very soft-spoken, spiritual person. And, you know, Duke was more revered around the world than he was in Hawaii.
And Hollywood revered Duke, too. For nearly a decade, he appeared in 30 movies before returning to Hawaii in the early 1930s. There, he was elected sheriff of Honolulu. Later, he was appointed Hawaii's official ambassador of aloha and once danced the hula with the Queen of England. Although he died in 1968, Duke's influence still reaches far and wide, says international surfing promoter Randy Rarick.
Surfing has grown tremendously around the world, and particularly in Europe. It's very popular in England, in Spain, in Portugal, and probably one place where it's more popular than ever is in France. They actually have the Biarritz Surf Festival, where they pay tribute to the Duke and his legacy of surfing by honoring him at the festival in France.
Here in Hawaii, the surfing mecca of the world, many make the pilgrimage to Waikiki to visit Duke's statue or the popular restaurant Duke's Canoe Club. And now with his picture on a stamp, people everywhere can see him in his element. It depicts a surfing legend with people riding the waves of Waikiki behind him. It's here where Duke's dream of sharing the joy of surfing worldwide all began. For The World, I'm Heidi Chang in Waikiki, Hawaii.